Boston law enforcement authorities are promising transparency in the investigation into the fatal shooting of a Roslindale man by members of Boston's Joint Terrorism Task Force. They've released a rather blurry surveillance video of the confrontation, so just what it shows is in dispute. Officials say Osama Rahim planned to kill a Boston police officer. His family says the video shows that he was not approaching authorities in an aggressive way. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
The video is blurry. Even when zoomed in, it's hard to see details. It comes from a surveillance camera at a Burger King restaurant on Washington Street in Roslindale. The lens is wet from rain, and the scene that unfolds is half a football field away. You see Osama Rahim walking across a parking lot to a bus stand. Seconds later, he's followed by five FBI agents and a Boston police officer, all dressed in street clothes. The members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force suddenly back away. Rahim advances. He comes within 3 or 4 feet of an officer. Authorities allege he was wielding a foot-long military knife. Two officers, an FBI agent and the Boston policeman, fire 3 shots, hitting Rahim in the stomach, shoulder, and chest. He falls to the ground. Officers rush towards him. One appears to reach down to pick something up.
You know, it looks like he was well within striking distance of one of the officers with that large military. This guy had a malicious intent.
Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says police didn't have time to use non-lethal force.
This unraveled very quickly, and I think they made the right call. He was intent on taking out somebody, and it was either us or them. And thank God none of us were hurt.
But Rahim's family says the video does not show him holding a weapon or approaching the officers in an aggressive manner. The video is unclear. It's too far away to show that level of detail. And just at the crucial moment in the confrontation, a school bus passes and blocks the view. Suffolk County DA Daniel Conley is investigating whether police were justified in using deadly force. He says releasing a surveillance video this early in an investigation is unusual.
As those of you from Boston know, we have traditionally released this evidence at the conclusion of an investigation rather than doing so piecemeal.
But DA Conley says he decided to make the video public to prevent rumors from spreading. He promises when his independent investigation is over, the public will have full access to all the evidence his office gathers.
Every report, every recorded interview, every second of relevant video will be open for media inspection. This policy of transparency is unparalleled elsewhere in the country.
The FBI is also conducting an investigation. The Bureau sent 13 specialists to Boston to prepare a report to determine whether Osama Rahim's civil rights were violated during the confrontation that led to his death. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.